back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Tony Pujol. North Alabama lines out of his Lansing Conference, played really well in that tournament there. Blitz Liberty, who's a world beaters right now in that conference. Coach Pujol, good talk to you, buddy. How are you guys feeling over there in Florence, man?
Everybody's doing great, man. Great to be on the show with you, my man. You know that.
Yes, indeed. Coach, I want to tell you, man, I'm really proud of your team, man. And I know you're proud of them as well, because in that tournament, you played teams who would beat you out earlier in the year. And you beat them, two of them there in Liberty. You played better against them in that final because they blew you out. And I saw where your team improved game by game into the last minute of the season. Your guys improved. That make you and your staff very happy and your players as well, knowing what they accomplished in this weird COVID year we had.
Yep. And, you know, one of the things that we've told our guys, we're never going to make excuses about anything. I mean, you got to roll with the punches, man. Everybody's doing it, right? And, you know, our first eight games of the conference season, we finished 6-2. We split with North Florida. And then we were supposed to have a bye week. And because of COVID, there were some teams that hadn't played. So we had just gotten back from Florida and then had to fly back down there to play Florida Gulf Coast on a two-day notice, right? Obviously, they beat us twice at their place. Then we come back home. We're supposed to play Liberty at home, and they switched it to Bellarmine. So then we had to play Bellarmine, and again, two-day prep. And, you know, they got us at home. And then we went to Liberty. And I don't know if, you know, obviously you live in Atlanta, so you know there was that cold front that came through here, and there was, and we were shut down for 6 days. Our guys were inactive for 6 days. And then we had to fly to Liberty, one-day prep, and play Liberty at their place, which is not an easy feat, man. I think there's something like 34-0 at home in the last – they haven't lost at home in like 34 straight games. Mm-hmm. So all that being said, you know, we told our guys that's what it's all about. But you know what? Now going into conference play, we've seen everybody. We didn't pause. We kept playing. And I think it was the last game of the season here at home when we played Lipscomb, who – was the three seed. They were top three in our league. We were fortunate enough to get them. Ended up winning by 7. And then we started conference play. And for me, conference play for our program, it's new, right? All these teams have been there. They've done it. Our guys, they hadn't even won a conference game yet in their first 2 years. We lost to Stetson last year, and we lost to North Florida the year before. So when we got North Florida in the first round, man, that was something special for us because we got that, you know, we got it off our back, right?
Oh, yes.
So now we can just play. And I think that's what you saw the next night was, man, guys just went out there and competed. They stayed connected. You know, somebody told me the other day, it takes a special, you know, coach. It takes a special group of coaches to go on a 7-game losing streak and make it to the tournament final. I'll tell you what, man, it takes a special group of kids too.
Yes.
It takes a special group of young men that competed at that level. And especially down the stretch when you face a team like Liberty, who's basically been the top program in our league for the past 3 years since we've been here, and take them all the way to the end, right? I mean, when Mervin James hit that three with, I don't even know, it was about 3 minutes left in the game and put us up in the game. For the first time, I thought our guys had turned the corner. But again, it just shows you what Coach McKay and what Liberty's all about, their culture, their brand, their style of play, their system. Man, those guys are veterans. They've been there. And my hat's off to them because our guys were determined.
Yes. But
you could see where their experience really took over down the stretch.
And I think this, Coach, the fact that your young men fought even to the very end, got the lead. So you guys know what you all can be going road. They have a foundation of, hey, we were right there with the best team in our conference and had a chance to beat them. A play or two will stop here in their execution. We could have got the job done. So as they work out coming up here in April and through the summertime, they have something to work towards. They can see that, hey, we can see the light here. If we just get better every day, incrementally, and keep on doing what we did, fight through all adversity we've had to fight through, and we can get there because we almost did it last year.
No, 100%, 100%. And I think this is invaluable experience for us, not only for the players, but for the staff. You know, one of the things I did as soon as the game was over, I wrote down a lot of the things that, you know, I was thinking about. I just wrote it all down because I don't want to let that moment pass and not remember all the things that I was thinking about and feeling during those moments. So, you know, and I agree with you 100%. I think for our players, what it does is it gives them now that confidence to go into next year, because the good thing about it is this team is pretty much intact. Like, yes. we have everybody pretty much coming back. We're going to discuss roster management here pretty soon. But for the most part, you know, you got Mervyn James is a sophomore again next year. You know, D'Italian Brown is a freshman next year. Manny Littles will be a junior next year. Jamari Blackman Jr., you know, Peyton Youngblood, if he decides, and you know, everybody decides, even the seniors, right? Peyton Youngblood, CJ Brim, James Anderson, if we all figure it out and it's the right thing for the program moving forward and it's the right thing for them as young men, they can have an extra year if it all works out. So the program's intact. And I know sometimes when you build it this way, it takes a little time, but I truly believe that when you build it this way, this is what makes programs last.
Yes. Right?
It's like you're saying, the foundation, you know, it's, Now the foundation is solid. Now you can continue to build on it. You're not going to have the seasons where you make a run in the tournament and then all of a sudden you're 3-23. Like, that doesn't happen in a program. At worst, you'll probably be about 500, because the standards and everything and the culture is all ingrained. So exactly. Guys won't let it slip. So. Yeah, I'm totally excited for what lies ahead for North Alabama basketball.
And coach, like you said, class balance is so important. I do not like those Band-Aid type of programs. You know the ones I'm referring to, where you get those transfers, fifth year guys that load up just to, you know, for whatever agenda you do it, but you can't. It can't sustain. And like you said, coach, having these young men that you could help mold into great young men in North Alabama and Florence and grow into being a husband, a father after basketball, once that ball stops bouncing, and having you to lead them is so key, because when you just out here being a mercenary, some guys who you know in the portal and you know coach will take the guys on, when you do that, it's really not a true bond. It's more of a business relationship, not really a true relationship as you want to build with players.
I didn't get into this profession for that reason. I got into this profession to help young people because somebody helped me, right? Mm-hmm. I was a little Cuban guy who lived in Miami, Florida, who if I didn't get a scholarship to go to college, there's no way my parents could have afforded college, right? So I would have had to take out loans and all that. So I had you know, a lot of people in my life who really helped me see the importance of, you know, using the game that we all love to get us, you know, our degree, to move us forward as human beings, to grow us as people, right? So for me, you know, that's why I got in the profession. I was the high school coach for 12 years. I was helping young men transition from high school to college. Now there's no difference. I mean, I'm just doing the same thing. The only thing they're transitioning from is college to the real world in whatever capacity that is. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be an engineer, it could be a NBA basketball player. I've done it all, right? I've coached guys that have been in, you know, a first round draft pick. I've coached guys that are lawyers and judges and you know, real estate guys, and you know, I've coached them all. And to me, the key is to add positivity to this world, man.
Oh yes,
you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I tell our guys that all the time, man. Listen, man, you don't have to work hard to put negativity in the world, man. There's plenty of it, right? Do something that's going to be positive. And our program, look, listen, to each his own. Like you mentioned, every program is going to be different. Every program has its, but our program is going to stand for that. Our program is going to be, we're going to build it. We're going to create strong bonds with our student athletes. Because to me, it's not just about bringing them here for 9 months and then see ya. You know, for me, it's bringing them here for 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, 9 months, whatever it is. But then that relationship's going to continue to grow, and it's going to continue to get, you know, we're gonna stay connected until, and I use the term all the time, we're gonna stay connected until the wheels fall off, man.
Yes.
You know, that's our slogan, you know, until the wheels fall off, man. We're gonna be together.
And Coach Pujols, I watched the game with my dad. I told you about last time we talked about my dad. He's 80 years old. My dad, who was his former coach, is what he said. I could tell that Coach Pujols really loves his guys and he loves him. And my dad was a former coach himself. And he tells me he's a great guy. I can tell he's a great guy. I said, I heard him. You talk to him on your show, son. But I can tell this guy loves his players. They love him back. How hard your team fought for you. And my dad was marveling at it, just seeing you watching the game with me and say, these guys really playing for this man. They love this man. So if it's for my dad to say it about a coach is very rare, but he said it about you, Coach Poe, and I mean, he really enjoyed what he watched when he watched the game with me.
Well, please let him know that is a high compliment, and I truly, truly appreciate it. I will say this. Yeah, they did play very hard, and they competed at a very high level. But at the same time, you know, our staff, when we coach really, really hard for them too, you know, that's one thing. It's not just them, man. I know they're going to do that. And our staff did a tremendous job of preparing them, you know, for all this. So to me, it's just all of us, right? It's got to be all encompassed. It can't be, you know, that they're playing hard for the staff or no, it's got to be, everybody's got to be engaged. Everybody's got to be connected for this to work. It's got to be all of us together. And my hat's off to the staff that I have, which, man, I'll tell you one thing, in the world that we live in, I'm just grateful and thankful that I've, you know, that we have had the opportunity to keep everybody here. You know,
yes.
The first group we hired is the same staff we have right now. And, you know, when you lose that continuity, it can kind of change things a little bit. So I've been fortunate to have that. The other thing is, you know, about transfers, the thing I always said, we had one kid leave last year. And the thing that I always will say is, I can only give you so much, right? So if you're a guy in my program or in our program, excuse me, I don't mean to say in our program, if you're one of those guys in our program that is playing 30 plus minutes, you're getting your fair share of shots. Because if you look at all that we do, there's really not that one person, right?
No, he's not. Our
Mervin James, he averages about 12 points a game, but our seventh guy on the roster is averaging about six. So there's a lot of sharing of that.
Oh, yes.
You know, so we're not one dimensional. We're not one person. But if I give you the minutes, if I give you the opportunity, you know, and you like the people that you're around, I don't know what else I can give you, you know. The only thing, unfortunately, I can't give guys for another year is I can't get them a chance to play in the NCAA tournament unless the NCAA changes, which what I believe is an outdated rule. But
yes, I agree.
Aside of that, man, everything we have here is going to help guys move on to the next level.
You got that right, Coach. And what I love about your conference is this, like, even with Amir here at Kennesaw, he's building like you're building. So as Matt Driscoll's been building for years at North Florida. So, you know, there are guys in your conference who are builders and are people builders as well, because you all and your staffs care about the young men. And that's what I love about the A Sun, because it's truly a real dudes who love their players and players that love their coaches and all about it together, because all you all are small schools fighting against the big giants, but you fight against, well, winning to each other too. But overall, man, you all are doing it the right way, and I love it. That's why I cover you all the way I do. I want to spotlight you the way I do, because people need to know about the A-Sun and what people like you and Matt and Amir are doing with your programs, which is great stuff for people to hear about and get absorbed, because young men can go play for you all and be better for it, life and basketball, and just be great at life. That's what you want to do. And to give them that opportunity, get a degree like you and I got. You know, I feel like it's so important what you guys do for these young men, Coach Bowl. And I just want to make sure let's just understand that it's more than just the game of winning it on the court. Winning off the court is important as well.
100%. I think that's, you know, we've said it since day one, since we got here, is – we want to create better people. And once you do that, basketball takes care of itself, because better people don't want to cut corners. Better people don't want to, you know, they don't want to miss reps. They don't want to not go to the gym. They don't want to not do their work. They don't want to not skip class. They don't want to do those things. They want to do right. They want to, when you're better, when you grow up to be, when you're growing up and you're being a better person, and you're everything about our organization is about that. It's creating an environment where we just want better people. Now, are my kids perfect? Absolutely not. They're not perfect. Okay. They're young men. But the environment that we're creating is one that'll help them. It'll help them understand the importance of that, that at the end of the day, what's really important is, man, what value are you bringing to your home? What value are you bringing to your community? What value are you bringing to this world? Like, what are you bringing to the table? Right. And for us, man, we always tell our guys, man, bring to the table what's right. Okay. Because when you bring to the table what's right, everybody eats good, man. Everybody really eats good. Not just you, right? Everybody. Your family, your friends, everybody eats good when you just do your part. And that's our focus.
You got that right, Coach. And I feel like you said, Coach, for me, I told you, that's what we talk like. For me, trying to help people is what I'm all about. That's why I have this show for coaches like yourself to come on this show and talk about your programs, because I want to help people hear about you and what you have going on. And I feel like being a servant to people is so important. That's what the Lord put us here for. It's better to give than to receive. And that's what my dad and mom put in me. It's better to give than receive. And though they couldn't give me everything I wanted, but they put it in me the spirit of giving. So now I can give them what they didn't get to have because of I've worked hard for here and establishing. So, Coach, I see full circle coming forward now. I can take care of my parents now when they couldn't take care of me because I was a child when they wanted to. Now it's like, I see it's all good. It's all paid stuff because you grew me to the man I am today. Now I can make sure you're okay in your years of being a little as an elder now. You can live life easily. Don't worry about that. So that's why, Coach, I love serving people. And simply like you serve others, man. That's how me and you connect so well, because we both are servants of people. And that's what we care about, others and their growth and development. That's what's so important in our world today, is really being caring about your fellow man, not just be caring about yourself.
Yeah, that's, man, I'll be honest with you. I think that's where fulfillment is, when you see people progress moving forward. I know as a human being, I find my fulfillment in my growth and my progress. You know, when I become better, and again, I'm not perfect either, but I try as best I can to constantly better myself. And when I realize I hit those points where I'm getting better, that's where I'm happy, right? Listen, winning games, yeah, that's going to bring you some happiness, okay? It'll bring you happiness in the moment. But again, for me, it's about bigger than that, right? It's bigger than that. Like, to me, I want to create memories. I want to forge memories. You know, I remember when we beat Florida Gulf Coast, we got into the locker room, and you know, my kids, man, they were, I saw them, they were waiting for me. They wanted to drown me in water. And you know what? I never saw this before. I looked at my staff and I said, no, let's go get some water ourselves. Let's drown them, man. They've earned this. And I remember us jumping in there, and we were just soaking them up with water. And, you know, to me, I'm never going to forget that. You know, hopefully the players never forget that our coaches, man, they did that to us, you know? So those are the memories we're trying to forge. Those are the things that create fulfillment and happiness, in my opinion, more than wins and losses.
And Coach, you know, for me, tomorrow's my birthday. I'll be 34 years old. Coach, I told you last time we talked, I grew up in the hood. I could have easily not made it this far that I have, you know? That's every day I wake up, Coach, I'm realized and my humble beginnings, where I started off from, I could have been dead many times, but the Lord kept me and I'm here 34 years later. Tomorrow, if I wake up tomorrow, I see that day. But just think about it, though, the stuff that I went through, Coach, and things I had to go endure just to get it to here. It's like, wow, it was all worth it now, because, you know, I'm impacting lives now. I'm helping others now. I'm giving back to the community of Atlanta and beyond, man. And Coach, just having to be able to give people something they don't have, which is an outlet and a joy, man, it's wonderful, man. I just, like, you know, the Lord's blessed me good, because I can say, Coach, I could have been gone many times, and I'm here. 34 years of just being here and knowing what it was. Coach, I'm blessed to have talked to you and others. Like talking to you was a dream of mine. Like, man, I never thought I'd be talking to guys like yourself when I was a little boy. You know what I'm saying, Coach? So it's like, it's wild. I think about it tomorrow, man, another year of my life, knowing where I came from, is just great is what can be accomplished when you put your mind to it, have people behind you who love you and support you.
Well, first of all, happy birthday tomorrow. So happy 34th. And I'm sure in your 34 years, you've impacted people's lives, and you know, the world is a better place for it. And I could say this to you, if anything this year has taught everybody, every last one of us is, and don't take anything for granted. You know, don't take tomorrow for granted, man. It's your date of birth, and you should live that day like you'd live every other day of your life, man. Just be fulfilled, seize that moment, right? Because it could be taken away in an instant. And, you know, our young men realize that. Like, that was one thing that, you know, there was a time there, man, that we were talking about there was not going to be any basketball this year. I mean, you remember that. Those conversations were going on during the summer. Like, man, we don't know what's going to happen. And for us to finish a year, get 24 games under our belt, okay, not pause one time. Now, we went to games shorthanded, but we didn't pause. We kept playing. Because our guys wanted to keep playing. They wanted to keep normalcy, man. They wanted to keep something that they were used to doing. And to me, that was fulfilling for me to see our guys do that, you know? But man, I would tell you this, my message to people after what we went through this year, as far as coaching and being around these young men, man, just hug the people that you love, man. And if you can't hug them, pick up the phone or pick up a computer and just connect, okay? And tell them that you love them. And, you know, because like I said, things happen in an instant and you may not have it. And for me, that's the lesson that I learned during this season.
You got that right, Coach. Now I would have spent tomorrow with my family and my friends around here, man, do the best I can. Cause I told my parents are older, so I can't really go out with you. So I have to really just see my parents now, FaceTime and Zoom with you. Cause you know, my parents in the upper 70s, 80s, man, I can't play with fire like that, you know? So yeah, I'm gonna be with them and, you know, just trying to enjoy the blessings. Cause think about it, Coach, have parents that 70, 80, and 80 years old still been around, man, that's a blessing right there in itself, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the responsible for them getting time cut short because I need them. I lean on them greatly for a lot of things that they can help me with. So I'm blessed in that regard to have those people around me like that to still lead and guide me, Coach. Like I told you last time we talked, they was around here when Atlanta was trying to change and move. Martin MLK was walking around. They was around here then. So I have history around me. I don't want to lose that history. Getting them to tell me these stories they tell me is like, man, it blows my mind what they tell me about these people who I read about in books, who I've met in passing. And I'm like, wow.
Yep.
And they talk to me because they know my parents.
Yeah, 100%. And I think you're wise in having and taking those precautions. Because, you know, like I don't have my dad around, right? My dad passed in 2005. And, you know, he was my counsel. You know what I mean? Like he was my go-to, like whenever, you know, and I'm not just talking about coaching. I'm talking about parenting, being a husband, you know, like he was my guy. And, but the one thing I'll tell you is I constantly hear his voice, you know, I hear his voice and I see myself emulating some of the things that I learned from him. So I would tell you, you're wise in the protection of that because there is a lot of value from that experience that they have of life that can really, really help you. So I would tell you, man, enjoy them. Give them a virtual hug if you have to. Okay. But just enjoy them, man. Enjoy them. And please, whatever you do, it just make sure that you're gaining knowledge and gaining that experience because that's priceless. That's invaluable.
And Coach, this past year, having not been on the road, getting to spend time with my parents, actually, more than just being on the road covering the Hawks, I'll tell you, I have learned so much. I've been given a scholarship on life the past year since I've been here at home, because I have not left town really, coach, but a few times. That was the drive and come back, because I have a house in Nashville still. That's to check on my house and come back to Atlanta. I have not really been anywhere besides that. And getting that and to teach me about life for again, because when I was on the road traveling around, I would call every day, but I didn't get a chance to actually have those deep conversations about life and watch a game with my father or watch some of my mother and have her tell me about why she sees it the way she sees it. So I'm like, this experience I've been able to get this past year will help me forever. So I look at COVID this way, coach, it's a blessing in disguise for me to be able to spend time and get closer with my parents and learn more than I've ever learned in a long time since I got out of college from them, just about the game of life and life in general.
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. That's again, that's very wise that you have that. And I would tell you to protect it to your best abilities.
No doubt. Coach, I'll tell you this before you go. I'm telling you, coach, my parents really are fans of yours. I told them you're one of my favorite people I talked to is you. I told them I love talking to Coach Paul. He's a great guy to talk to, easy to talk to. We talk about life, basketball is great. So this weekend, my parents really became a fan of UNA. I'm telling you.
I love it.
They were cheering for you with me. Trust and believe that they were. So I'm telling you, you have two new fans of my parents, and I hope once this thing dies that I can bring them to the phone to see you or have them come see you at Kennesaw, because they are now fans of your coach. And I'm telling you, 100% from the bottom of my heart, they're fans of yours now. I told them how great you are. I was talking to you. They suck. We're watching talking to say, yeah, you and him like the best old buds. So, yes, we definitely go chip Coach Football for sure.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you this, man. The next time we get on one of these Zooms, hey, put them on there. You know, okay. do like Dan Le Batard and his dad, you know what I mean, with Poppy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just have him on there, and man, I'd love to have that conversation. But please reach out to them and tell them that I say thank you. You know, I think this was a pretty special year for us. I think for the growth of our program, if anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really helped us in that aspect. I think it's going to help us obviously in recruiting. I think it's helping us in our community. Already, our fans are calling in and getting season tickets for next year. I know some of that has to do that South Carolina is going to be coming to Florence. So we're excited to have Frank here and his program. But a lot of it, I think, has to do with these young men and the run that they had in the ASUN tournament. So, man, I'll tell you, man, I'm just excited. I'm really, really excited about the future of this program, about the young men that we have and the staff that we have in this program.
And coach, you know I'll be right here cheering you guys on and covering you and making sure you have the platform here as the intimate. And whenever you want it, coach, you just let me know. Shoot me a text. Anytime you want the platform, coach, it's yours, man. I will make time for you always, buddy.
Same. Hey, listen, the only thing I'm going to ask next time I'm on here, I want to see your parents.
I'll make sure they do that. I will do that. Okay. I'll make sure to get to set that up for them for sure, coach. I got you, man.
All righty.
Hey, coach, you be good. Talk to you real soon, buddy. Be blessed now.
My man.
All right, now. Be good.
Bye-bye.